Yes, a rare day of blue skies here in Los Angeles during June gloom, but this is not too gloomy at all, what we got right now. On KPFK 90.7 FM, Los Angeles 98.7 FM, Santa Barbara, worldwide, broadcasting to you at kpfk.org. You're currently listening to Melting Pot with your host, Michael Barnes. Submission at the top of the show. This is going to be one of our last shows here on Sundays. In a couple weeks, we're going to move to Fridays from 8 to 10 p.m., I hope you'll follow us over there as well. Next week will be the last show we have here on a Sunday. It's also just happened to be our 200th show here on Sundays, at least by the official count. And it'll be a special one with highlighting the music of one of my favorite producers, someone not a lot of people know, though in many instances you've heard some of his work, Dale Warren. But what I'm going to do here in this second hour is also pay tribute to somebody who passed away this past week, an absolute giant. And it seems that we increasingly are losing all of our giants, and all the magic is going out of the world. Ornette Coleman passed away this past week, and I had to pay tribute to him. And so you'll hear a variety of music. In this instance, all of it coming from the Atlantic Records. So mostly recorded in the early days, kind of when he bust out on the scene, 1959, 1960, 61, that period of time. And wanted to start things off with what I think. It's tough to really be sure, but I think that this was really the first song that I heard from Ornette Coleman. Just something about the way the saxophone and the horns come out at the beginning that seems to take me all the way back to the beginning. And it was from a record called Change of the Century. The name of the song, appropriately, is Free, from Ornette Coleman, that you're hearing right now in a tribute to him and his music on KPFK and Melting Pot. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
music from Ornette Coleman as we pay tribute to him here on KPFK and Melting Pot. This first set featuring, you know, I guess they're in some ways they're kind of like two classic quartets before Ornette Coleman, anchored by different drummers, both featuring Don Cherry and Charlie Hayden. And then either Smiling Billy Higgins or Eddie Blackwell. In this case, the first set had all tracks that were that initially recorded one. Maybe that's the way. I won't say it's the first one because I think he was playing with Eddie Blackwell before he was playing with Billy Higgins. But these were the kind of first recordings. Ornette Coleman on alto sax, Don Cherry often on pocket trumpet, as you hear right there, Charlie Hayden on bass, and Billy Higgins on the drums. What's in the background right now is a track that was called Una Muy Bonita and can be found on the record Change of the Century. We also had music from what was the debut album, Shape of Jazz to Come, from Ornette Coleman, Focus on Sanity, the name of the track. And also from Change of the Century, you heard the song leading off things, Free. And it is that freedom that Ornette Coleman's maybe most associated with, and especially a record that in some ways exemplified his sound and what people eventually started calling this new thing when they weren't calling it the new thing, which is free jazz. It's released in 1961 from a session, a single session, apparently only a couple hours worth of time that they were in the studio, and they put down two things. One was the first take that was about 17 minutes long, and then the full piece was about 37 minutes long. When it was released in 1961, they split up the improvisation that was 37 minutes long into sides A and B and released it. That first take we didn't hear until much later on. About 10 years after that, it was issued on Twins, and is something you can find with all, essentially everything that Ornette Coleman recorded for Atlantic Records on the box set, Beauty is a Rare Thing. In this case, this is a double quartet that you hear. I'm going to play you first take, just in the interest of time. A double quartet. In the left channel, you have Ornette Coleman, Don Cherry, Scott LaFaro, and Billy Higgins. And in the right channel, Eric Dolphy, Freddie Hubbard, Charlie Hayden, and Eddie Blackwell. I really hope there's some people out there who've never heard this and they have stereo separation so they can really hear this the way that you're supposed to hear it. It's in some ways one of the most discombobulating experiences that you may have. If you listen to a lot of avant-garde jazz, certainly in the wake of Ornette Coleman, maybe it sounds a bit pedestrian, but somehow I don't think so. But it is certainly a great experience, and Ornette Coleman's music really is about the experience. So here is the first take of Free Jazz that you're going to hear right now on KPFK 90.7 FM in Melting Pot. Thank you. First take of Free Jazz from Ornette Coleman and his double quartet. In the left channel, once again, Ornette Coleman, Don Cherry, Scott LaFaro, and Billy Higgins. And in the right channel, you heard Eric Dolphy, Freddie Hubbard, Charlie Hayden, and Eddie Blackwell. Recorded in 1960 and not released until 1971, the album Free Jazz, for which that first take was, I guess, the run-through, was released in 1961 with that amazing kind of cutout cover with Jackson Pollock artwork. And in addition, all this other music really revolutionized the scene and changed things in ways we take for granted, many of us who were born out of that period of time. And I certainly came into a lot of jazz music in the 1990s and kind of worked my way backwards. And so appreciating a lot of this stuff was kind of taken secondhand. And the thing that really I appreciated more than anything connected to the music for Ornette Coleman, and something that maybe not enough people really recognized, was just the beauty within his playing. And so I wanted to close up on a couple different tracks that I think really highlight some of that. Amidst all the craziness and the lack of structures and all this other stuff, Ornette Coleman really was, in many times, just a really beautiful player, especially on alto sax. And so this one right here comes from maybe my favorite record from those early quartets. This is Our Music, and the song is Beauty is a Rare Thing, right now on 90.7. KPFK and Melting Pot. Thank you.
Thank you.
Music from Ornette Coleman, the song Lonely Woman from the album Shape of Jazz to Come. Also in the set, you heard one of the rare standards that Ornette played, Embraceable You, from the album This Is Our Music, and also from that same record, maybe my favorite song from Ornette Coleman, Beauty is a Rare Thing. Hope you enjoyed the tribute and enjoyed the show. The folk scene is coming up in just a moment. Once again, if you came into the show a little late, just want to remind people, next week, next Sunday, it's going to be our last show on Sundays. In a couple weeks, we're going to move to Fridays at 8 p.m. I'm going to go out with a bang. It's our 200th show next week, and we're highlighting the music of Dale Warren. He's one of my favorite producers and composers and arrangers. And trust me, it's a show you definitely want to listen to. We're going to play the entirety of his record with 24 Karat Black, Ghetto Misfortune's Wealth, in addition to all kinds of other amazing soul music. So that'll be on our last Sunday Melting Pot before we move to Fridays. This show should be archived at our website, meltingpotblog.com, starting tomorrow. Until the next time, I'll see you when I see you. Y'all take care.